104.3 MyFM.
Valentine in the morning.
Weekdays from 5 till 10.
104.3 MyFM. It is Valentine in the morning. Good morning, folks. Good morning, Jilly. How are you?
Good morning. I'm good. I had something happen to me a couple days ago, and I wasn't going to talk about it because I felt like you guys were going to come at me about this. But
no.
I'm already coming at myself, and my family's come at me about it.
You usually have a pretty good gut feeling about that.
Yeah.
You've been beat up enough then, right?
I beat up myself enough.
Okay.
For like
no
everybody.
One's coming at you.
Okay, so I went to get my nails done a couple days ago, and Jenna does my nails, and she's been doing my nails for a very long time.
Not your sister, somebody else named Jenna.
Yes, her name's Jenna. And I went there and I told her I'm going on a cruise soon, and I just want like pale pink, something very simple, just pink. And she said, nope, no, we're not doing pink. And I said, no. I want to keep it very neutral, like very boring, because I don't know what I'm wearing on the cruise. I want it to match and all that. And she said, no. I'm going to do something trendy and something that's good for spring. And I was like, oh, okay. And she's never led me down the wrong path before. So I trusted her. And I said, okay.
She's like hiding her nails.
I know. I haven't seen them. I didn't notice anything.
I didn't even look yesterday.
Yeah.
The reveal is the best part.
Okay, I'm ready.
So she said, I've got a color for you in mind. And I said, okay, well, let me see it first. Mm-hmm. So she showed it to me. And it was a blue, like a bright blue. And I thought, well, it really isn't me, but Jenna knows what's trendy. Okay,
sure.
Fine.
Brother-in-law was an avatar. I get it.
we'll do the blue. So she starts on my thumb and my pinky. And I'm like, okay, this is a great, great color. Uh-huh. Then she looks at me and she just says, trust the process. And I said,
I kind of love her.
Getting your nails done. What is happening here?
I know. So I said, okay. And then she brings out all these little plastic little cups full of glitter and little diamonds and
sure,
all this stuff.
Yeah.
And she just started going to town on my nails.
Right.
And I'm seeing all this happening before me, and I'm thinking, this is not me. These,
it's not
these
what
nails,
you wanted.
These are not me.
Right. And you didn't say anything.
Didn't say a word.
Okay.
Because Jenna, I was trusting the process. Jenna finished. Mm-hmm. And when she was done, I thought, this does not look finished, but okay. And she's so proud of what she did. And she told me everybody's going to love them. And I told her I loved them. And I don't. But it's so expensive that I can't get them
done again.
These are going to have to stay with me.
Can I come over and see them for the reveal, or should I stay here?
You stay there. You'll see them from over there.
Oh, wow. Wow, my gosh. This will be on Instagram momentarily.
Show him one hand and give me your other hand.
Keep in mind, I just wanted a pale pink.
Hold on. Laura's filming now.
She's already filming.
I didn't want to put this on social media because I didn't want Jenna to see.
Oh, so you just put it on the radio?
With millions of people right now?
It's going to get back to her. All right, we're ready for it anyway. Good. How did we miss this?
I don't know, which is a good thing.
Yeah.
Huh.
Wait, I like them.
They're great.
You guys.
They're fun.
They're so loud.
Well, they're whatever. No.
No, they're giving like Frozen, like very Elsa.
Yeah.
They're very Elsa.
You're going on a Disney cruise?
She didn't know I was going on a Disney cruise. I just
said
a cruise.
That's perfect for that. Let me see them again. I'm going to come over.
This is so not me. When it comes,
okay. Whatever this middle finger is awesome.
Those are the little diamonds she brought out and glued them onto the nail.
Nobody would say these are great.
They're
no one would
so
say a thing.
Loud.
I think this is better than pink.
They're so loud and dramatic.
They're not even that loud. But you're
going
on a cruise.
Like,
I didn't know what to expect, but I didn't expect that. I mean, so they're fine. They're whatever. Nails are nails.
Yeah, I think that looks cooler than pink.
Wow, guys.
They're fine. They're nice. They're whatever.
Wow. Okay.
I will say that would annoy
me. Oh, great.
Here
we go. Okay.
No, just the whole process would annoy me.
We said we weren't going to come at her.
Because if I know what I want, and then I go to like a hair barber or whatever, and they mess it up, and he's just like, oh, let me try something. It's like, if I go in there and I'm like, oh, I trust you. Do what you want to do. Like,
yeah.
Then that's one story. But if I'm like, I know what I want, and
right.
then they try and change you, and then you don't like it, that would annoy me.
Yeah.
But from an outside perspective, I think those look great.
Okay. Well, thank you.
Yeah, you're fine.
Thanks.
Did your family say they didn't look great?
No, they were like, why didn't you say something?
Right.
As soon as you saw her doing the blue sparkly diamonds, why didn't
people
you say something?
People are afraid to be rude. People are afraid of conflict all the time. We're all like that, you know?
And especially with her, like she's been doing my nails for years.
Also, how do you fight someone that says, trust the process?
Trust the process.
There's a great movie years ago. I don't know the movie, and we're not going to play the guessing game of guess what movie Val's talking about.
Aww.
But there's a movie years ago with this guy. Suspects this one person as a murderer, right? He suspects him as a murderer. He's pretty sure they're a murderer. And he's walking past his house in the snow. He's trying to like sneak in the window, see stuff, whatever. And this suspected murderer guy, catches him out there, comes out and goes, "Hey, Johnny, what are you doing, man? Come on inside. What are you walking around in the snow for?" And he goes, "No, I'm just walking home." "No, come on in for a drink. Come on in." And the guy goes in for a drink. Turns out he is a murderer. And when he's got them all tied up later on, this guy goes, "Why did you come in for a drink if you thought I was a murderer?" "Because I didn't want to be rude." People are afraid of confrontation. They're afraid of being rude all the time. This poor guy almost got murdered for it.
Yeah.
All you got is 10 little digits that sparkle in the sunlight. 104.3 MyFM. It's Valentine in the morning. Got some texts. People want to see Jill's fingers. Want to see her nails. She got very long fingers, too. People like them in the room. People
yeah,
like your fingers.
I'm glad.
Right. Do you feel better now that we said nice things about him?
No, not really.
Why? Yeah,
no.
It's not what you wanted.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah,
like, so what can you do, though? You can't take it off, right? Are they gels?
No, these are my actual nails.
Right, so you can take it off with a nail polish remover, right?
I feel like it's going to be a whole thing because it's a special type of gel that she puts on. I'd have to go in for a polish change, and I already spent a lot of money on this.
Really? What's it like that cost?
This was $49 total. I think it was like $49, and then I tipped her.
$49 is all it cost for all that work?
Yeah.
You got off like a bandit, dude.
She did put a lot of time into it.
That looks like a lot of work for $49.
I mean, these little diamonds were placed one by one on these middle fingers.
Oh, my gosh.
So. Yeah, she did not charge you full price, and you got the friend's price.
And I tipped her more than I normally tip, even right. Like I don't like these nails, and I still tipped her more than I normally tip.
She would want to know if you didn't like them. She'd want you to come back in and get the nails redone.
Even if I told her,
yeah,
I don't care for this, it's not me, she'd be like, "Yes, it is. Deal with it."
Who is this lady? John, how are you doing this morning, buddy?
I'm good. I did a little DIY project last night, which I'm really proud of.
What'd you do?
Guys, okay.
His nails. Watch this.
My nails. I did nothing to them. No, so I've been really annoyed about how daylight savings time was coming into play, right? So then I decided I want blackout curtains. But I put up blackout curtains once, and as thick as they are, when it's super bright outside, you could see through the lint. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Like the light still comes through. And that annoyed me. So I thought, how can we solve this problem? And then I remember back in college, one of our, in like my fraternity house, we had this window piece of board, like this board that went in the windowsill to block off all the light in this one room when we'd have dance parties at night. And that was foolproof. No light got through. So then I thought, I need a board for my window. So then I went to Home Depot. I bought some cardboard boxes. Then I bought some blackout curtains. I wrapped the boxes in curtains, cut them to fit my window, put them together, and I created this board for inside my windowsill to block off all the light when I want to go to bed and the sun's out, and it is pitch black in
there. It works.
It was the best thing I've ever invented.
Whoa.
Do you ever bring girls in that room?
Sometimes.
I wouldn't. I wouldn't, you know? Well, I don't know.
I think, didn't Val say trash bags? Like, didn't he...
Okay. What? I said trash bags?
You did say hefty trash bags. Yeah.
As a joke.
Okay, well.
Say, this is better.
That's what I thought too.
Why don't you spray paint the window black, man?
Because I don't want it in there all the time. I need to be able to take it out, put it back in.
How many windows in your room?
There's just one.
Is this one room? Oh, that stinks.
Just one long window, and now I have a panel for it.
Huh.
It works.
Guys, I was stoked about this. It looks so good. I got to send you a picture.
Send me a picture because this sounds more and more like a frat house every single day. And you denied that all the time.
No. It's simply not.
You have cardboard wrapped in curtains in your window.
Yeah. But like it looks really nice. And they're not in there all the time. I put them up when the sun sets.
Where do you keep them? In your closet?
Yeah, just behind my little couch in my room.
Yeah. Good for you, buddy.
Thanks, man.
Brian, how you doing, brother?
I'm feeling great.
You got any good... do-it-yourself stories?
No, I can't do anything. My wife just hired a handyman to like do the simplest things around our house.
Really?
Yeah, my wife does that too. And it's embarrassing. And you try to say to the guy, well, I know how to put in a single pole and a three-way switch. I just, wife hires you because it just takes me a few minutes more than you. I just don't have the time. I'm doing more important things. And the guy's like, you're sitting here talking to me. You clearly have the time. You're watching me do it. No, it's a supervisory position. Yeah. So, I know how you feel. It's sad, right?
Yeah, it's really sad. And one of them was put up a towel rod. So, it's like, I'm going to do this. And I did. And then it fell.
Oh, no.
90s to now. 104.3 My FM.
104.3 My FM. It is Valentine in the morning. The rain is coming. It's going to be really, really problematic here in LA County, Ventura County, OC as well. So, that rain's coming down. Should get here in its entirety by midday, but it's going to start really heavy, I guess like 9, 10 o'clock our area. So watch out. careful on the roads. If you got leaks at your house, I'm sorry about that. But we're getting like 2.5 inches, they say, or something like that?
Yeah. It's going to be a lot.
It's a lot of rain. How's your house? You still flooding at your place?
Still flooding.
But you just don't care?
Well, I made a little system.
Yeah?
I made my own little river in my driveway to redirect the water that's flowing out of the drains. The right? HOA says they're working on it, but like I'm okay.
So it goes into your garage and goes out of your garage?
No, like I funneled like sand, what are those, sandbags?
Sandbags, yeah.
Out from like the curb on down, and it's just like, it's a little funnel.
So oh,
it's like
a, to go out so the it street stays out of your garage
instead
now.
Instead of going into the garage.
Oh, good for you.
Yeah.
Good for you.
Modern woman.
Valentine in the morning.
Valentine in the morning.
104.3
My FM.
104.3 My FM. It is Valentine in the morning. Bert Kreischer stopped by our podcast recently, so you can hear the entire interview. Very funny comedian. He's the kind of heavier set guy, takes his shirt off on stage a lot. Mm-hmm. Is he still doing that, John?
He's still doing that.
So Bert Kreischer came in and we talked about a trip where he went to the Sistine Chapel in Rome. Upper right-hand corner as you look at the altar, you'll see kind of a dirt square patch in the ceiling. And that is where they never cleaned the artwork. They left it so you could see what it looked like 200 years ago, 100 years ago. And that's all the dirt and soot from the candles rising up. And when they did restoration, they left that so you could see the difference in the coloration of the artwork. It's really kind of interesting.
Well, I'm so stupid that I found out that his name wasn't Michelangelo. I thought it was Michelangelo. Mm-hmm. It's Michelangelo.
Wait, this is the first time I'm hearing about this.
His name's not Michelangelo. Like, hey, Mrs. Angelo, can Micah come out? Like, no, it's Michelangelo. Michelangelo is his first name.
Right. It's like one word.
Like, if my name was Berkreischer, and then Berkreischer of Tampa from Florida, Dad with Albert and Maria. You know, that's how it. But I thought his name was Michelangelo, and then in the same trip, I was like, wait. Julius Caesar was a real person?
Oh my
and
God.
My daughters are like, Dad, are you being serious right now? I go, I thought he was a Shakespearean play. I didn't know he was a real person.
Oh, you didn't know
he was a real dude. Yeah. And then this is going to blow you. This is where how my trip was spent. They go, they have actual factual knowledge about his life. And then I said, well, then why are we so willy-nilly on Jesus? Like, how come all the Bible's so like, well, you know? And I thought it was because they wrote it in rock. I thought the Bible was chiseled into rock. So if you're going to write into rock, you might as well just get to the point. Like, he split the Red Sea.
You thought it was in rock based on what, the Ten Commandments?
Yeah, the Ten Commandments. He comes up with rocks.
He breaks the rocks.
He comes up with rocks.
Thought that was what the whole Bible was?
If you see everyone just writing on rocks, it's like if you see people writing on typewriters, you're assuming they're on the internet, right?
I guess,
so if you see people writing on rocks, then they don't have paper.
Why would you do that?
Yeah, why would you put it in rocks?
Where did you go to school?
All Boys Catholic High School.
Oh, my God. How many daughters? Two daughters?
I don't know.
No, two.
Very honest answer.
Hi, one's in college, one's it wrapping up high school. She's 16.
Oh, wow.
Okay. Yeah. I wish I had an epiphany today.
Yeah.
I wish that my wife had a third kid. I'd be really happy.
Yeah.
Because, like, everyone's leaving. I'm getting the empty nest thing.
It's a lot, isn't it?
Yeah, if I had, like, one 10-year-old floating around the house, you know?
And that's a good age, too.
Yeah.
They're not talking back that much, but they're still active in sports and different things at school, activities you can be a part of. And
seven,
they're so teeny that you have to
Seven and
stuff.
Eight were my favorite ages as a kid.
Weren't they great?
Because they were like humans. You could get them to wake up and do stuff.
You're
like,
yeah. Hey, and they loved you. They loved you.
They loved you. There's a moment where it turns. I remember the day I was like, hey, why don't you sit on my lap on the recliner and watch some TV? And Georgia went, ew. And I'm like, oh.
Okay, let me tell you with full honesty. I have a 14-year-old son. He's a freshman in high school turning 15 very soon. Last night, I was sitting in my office and we're talking about something, GPAs or schoolwork, whatever. Go, here, come sit on my lap. And that 15-year-old boy sat down on my lap for about 4 seconds before we both said, this is weird. You know?
This is a lot. I was about to wonder. You ever see like when Tom Brady was kissing his kids on the lips? And you're like, I mean, my daughter killed that when she was three.
That's
when
his
she
guy.
Was three.
Where you going, bro?
That's dude, literally his guy.
Don't get me started. Tom Brady's starting comedy. I'll take him on tour with me. Yeah. Tom Brady's the best.
Bert's Netflix special is actually out today. If you want to watch that, it's called Razzle Dazzle.
Three things you need to know right now.
6:23, it is Valentine in the morning. This is 104.3 MyFM. Today, President Biden will be traveling to Southern California to visit Monterey Park, where he's going to discuss his efforts to reduce gun violence. During his State of the Union address, Biden referenced the mass shooting in Monterey Park, which took place on January 21st, as the city was beginning its Lunar New Year celebrations. Today, Biden's also expected to sign an executive order that would increase the number of background checks needed to purchase a gun. Major cities across California, like San Francisco and Los Angeles, have seen a large decline in population recently. But there are cities in Southern California that have seen a significant population increase. That's odd, because you thought if most people were like leaving California, they wouldn't go to somewhere else in California, obviously. So it's not so much that they're leaving the state, they're just moving around within the state. Those cities that are getting more people, what up, Irvine? Love that mall. Menifee and Walnut.
Okay. Hmm.
Walnut, home of the best nuts. In many cases, people surveyed say they're finding more affordable housing and more spaces in these areas. More and more people also now able to work remotely for at least part of their week, may not need to live inside a major city. John, can we just get sports?
Well, last night, Team USA whooped Canada in the World Baseball Classic. What I really like about the World Cup, or I'm sorry, the World Baseball Classic, is that each game kind of has a playoff feel to it, so every win matters. And Mike Trout was one of the stars last night, and it's cool to see him in this environment, because it's probably the closest thing we'll see Mike Trout into close to a playoff game probably ever, because the Angels aren't just
he's never going anywhere. Right.
It's so it's cool to see him in a cool environment like that. The last game for this round for Team USA is tomorrow versus Colombia.
Can we get a chance at tickets to see Macklemore coming up at the Palladium next? If you want in and at 866-544-MYFM. Plus, John Camucci says if you're trying to date somebody younger than you, he has some tips. Is this from your own experience, John, or
no,
research?
This is technically an article that Tinder put out.
Oh.
To help users that are trying to date younger.
Oh. Okay. Oh, Tinder wants you to date younger. How do you do it? Well, fill in those blanks coming up. It is Valentine in the morning. Rain's going to be coming down today. Going to be a tough travel day, so be careful out there. 625, this is Christina Aguilera. Come on in, let me out. 104.3 My Fam, it is Valentine in the morning. We had Bert Kreischer on the show. He was talking about how he was questioning his own intelligence.
Yeah.
Because he thought the Bible was carved in stone, a la Moses holding the 20 commandments, and then they break, and then suddenly it's the 10 commandments from that comedy. So he was convinced his own intelligence is a bit low. Phil, what'd you want to say?
She thought Alaska was an island, because a lot of times when you look at maps...
Yeah. This is your daughter?
You see a cutout of Alaska in a corner somewhere or something different.
Yeah.
I mean,
and
I get it.
For the longest time, she thought Alaska was an island.
That's valid.
I understand the confusion.
Yeah, I mean, it's not the worst, so I don't want you to disown her or anything like that.
No.
In the old days, hey, go become a servant for somebody else. I'll send you off to the orphanage. Can't do that.
But like when they show Alaska next to the United States, they show it next to Hawaii.
Right.
So it's like, okay, those are our two islands.
Does she know how close it is to Russia?
Yeah, yeah. And then later, you know, she found out all that. She realized it when she got older.
Yeah, it's crazy. It is weird how it's not like landlocked with the United States. You have to fly over like Canada and stuff to get to it.
Yep.
We're all fact checking that in our heads. Phil, listen, have a great day, man. Hi to your daughter, buddy.
You too. Take care. Thank you.
Valentine in the morning.
Coming up, John Camucci has tips on how you date somebody younger than you. This is for both male and female, right?
That is correct.
How to date somebody younger than you successfully right after this.
Valentine in the morning.
Valentine in the morning. 104.3.
My FM.
90s to now.
The weather today, it's a bear out there. The storm's expected to last through tomorrow afternoon. Heavy rain later this afternoon, possible flooding, temps in the 50s, low 60s, 54 in Woodland Hills, 57 in Fullerton. Jill's got the entertainment headlines coming up.
All of the Oscar after parties aren't just for celebrating only. One raised over $9 million. I'll tell you which party that was coming up at 6:50.
John's been doing some research on dating younger. Now, John's a 27-year-old guy from Orange County, lives at four of the guys in a house, you know, former fraternity brothers and stuff. But I hear he's been dating a 19-year-old. Is that true?
No, that is simply not true.
Gotcha. No. All right.
But
so take it away.
Every 70 years, I think dating culture changes and new words start to get used. So if you've been out of it for a while, it may be tough to get back in the dating scene. You maybe feel like you don't understand it. A poll actually just found that 62% of people from the ages of 18 to 30 feel like they speak a, quote, completely different language than their parents when it comes to dating. So to mitigate this, Tinder just added a dating dictionary to teach older singles some of the terms that the younger singles are using. And maybe this can encourage you to get outside of your dating age a little bit. Now, I don't know how much we want to encourage a bunch of super old people to date super young people, but...
Okay, you know what? Old. First off, what is super old to you, John? Just rattle off. No offense will be taken by anybody.
Super old to me is like... past the senior citizen discount. Okay. And then younger would be like in your 20s. Like, again, no harm, no foul. If you want to do you, do you. But I think the point of this is so you can feel comfortable dating outside your age range, A, if you want, and B.
Do you know what the senior citizen discount is?
Yeah, 65.
Okay, it's actually a lot lower sometimes, too.
Oh, wow, okay. Yeah.
I think. I haven't got it yet.
I thought it was 55. Am I nuts?
Yeah, I think it's around 55, too.
Yeah.
A lot. There's some places go down to like 52 and stuff. I have a list of those places.
Well, to people like me, like once you have a house and a family, like that just counts as super old.
Oh my God. Once you have a house and a family, you're super old. So I'm super old. He's super old.
Well, sure. Like in casual conversation, yeah, I would think so. Like, I don't think you're actually super old. No, like we're having a real conversation. But yeah, when I'm at home with my roommates, I'm like,
casual conversation rooms, yeah, they're super
talking
old.
Talking about us behind our back.
Yeah, what is that all about?
You guys have families and stuff. That's crazy to me.
I remember all these super old people.
Yeah, I'm just super old, simply not there. But also, if you're a parent, you're just trying to get to know your child's dating life, you know what I mean, as a teen or whatever, I think this could still help too.
Okay.
So you have your regular term relationship, and this is so intensely defined now because there are so many different kinds of relationships based on how serious it is. If you say you're in a committed relationship, that's a 100% relationship. You've had the DTR talk, which is define the relationship, and you know that you are actually in something.
Okay. Who says you've had the DTR talk?
DTR is like a term that usually kids will use to be like, oh, do you guys know where you stand? Well, you haven't had the talk yet, the DTR talk.
It's like the what are we?
Right.
Well, I get the talk, but now they call it the DTR talk?
DTR. I've
you
heard
knew
that.
This?
Yeah, I've heard. That's been around for a
I
little
thought
bit.
You were super old, too.
I'm not super old.
No, you're super old.
I don't have a family yet.
Yep, no family for Jill. She's with me. So the second term is going to be situationship. And this dials back relationship just a little bit. So this is when you're in a dating situation with someone. It's somewhere past the meeting, maybe casually seeing each other stage, but also you're not in an official relationship yet. And I think most flings these days fall into this category. It's like the most annoying thing on the internet. This is like what deters people so much from relationships. Mm-hmm. And I think it's because there are so many options out there that you don't really want to commit until you're absolutely sure. And because you're a lot of people aren't sure yet, everyone gets caught in a situationship.
And unfortunately, those hurt really bad,
right,
too.
Because in your mind, they're basically your person, but then sometimes they'll just ghost you one day, mm-hmm. and like they quote
so
unquote
don't
owe you anything.
So one person is in a relationship, possibly. The other person's in a situationship, or the whole thing's a situationship?
The whole thing is a situationship.
It's a situation.
The situationship.
I thought that was a guy from Jersey Shore.
Hey. Oh, yeah, hey. Good job.
Yeah, the situation.
The situationship.
Hey.
Closely related, but not quite. And then there's this new thing that's been popping up on TikTok lately called an imaginationship. And this
dear
is something
God.
I've been in those, yeah. unfortunately.
Imaginationship? Yeah.
This is something that's at least 50% made up. This is after you just meet someone, or maybe you've just barely been seeing someone, mm-hmm. but the idea that you've created in your head about you and this person mm-hmm. is so far beyond what you actually
it's
are.
It's not reality, right?
It's not reality. So maybe you just match with someone on a dating app mm-hmm. and then you start filling in the blanks in your mind about who they are and what they represent and where you guys are as a situation or as a whatever it is, because you've had one good message exchange. So you're like, oh, they like me. I can't wait till they meet my family. And you start going down the line, but you're not even close to being there yet.
You've been inside an imaginationship?
Years ago, I matched with a pilot on uh-huh. Bumble, and I was already planning our trips. Like, I was his, whatever you call it, companion on the flights.
You're
and
climbing in that cockpit.
I was in the little jump seat or whatever you call yeah. it, and we were going to Paris. He was flying us. Like, right. I had this whole vision of what our relationship was going to be. We never met. Like, it was just...
You never met?
It was just messaging for maybe 2 days. And I was like, oh,
you got all that in 2 days?
Oh, yeah. Like, oh, just wait. This is going to be fantastic.
How did you do that in 2 days? You were working hard.
I think you just want it so bad,
right?
You know what I mean? And you just assume that everything's going to work out, which could be cool in theory, but then you just take it too far and then it just crashes and burns. So the next one is...
By the way, Billy texted, he goes, I thought this was going to teach me how to date younger girls.
Sorry,
Billy, it's not what we thought it was.
Yeah. But I mean, this could help you be at least more into the scene.
A little more hip.
Yeah, a little more hip. There's a word that's definitely more on the younger side, and this one's taken off online as well, and the term is Riz. And
by the way, I think these were all on the younger side, just speaking for my generation.
See, but I think situationship and imaginationship is something that has been around for a few years.
That's still on the younger side.
Oh.
I would say. I don't think many people, if I said to someone, and then a bit of a situationship because she had an imaginationship, they'd ask me to jump ship.
That's probably true. But Riz, I feel like, is a term that's definitely in the late teens right now, but it's all over TikTok. And it's short for charisma, but I love this term so much because of how much fun people are having with it. And I guess you could use it for having game. So if a guy comes up and he's super smooth, basically you'd say, he's got Riz. He's got that W Riz.
I've never heard this before.
You he's should got that W Riz? What would that mean?
Well, you know how, like, if you fail something, you're taking an L? Well, if you succeed in something,
oh,
you
God,
got a W.
I need like a cheat sheet for you to speak to as a human being. He's got that W Riz.
So you could walk in with that W Riz, and people will use this in sentences. Like some guy will come up, he'll be all smooth, and they're like, oh, he's the Rizzler.
Oh my goodness.
He's got a degree in quantum Rizzix.
Oh my God.
I wish you guys could see John Camucci's face.
It's my favorite thing.
I swear
thing
to
world.
God he's high, but he's not. But he's closing his eyes and his head goes side to side. I thought Stevie Wonder was over here, sort of respects. It's like, yeah, he's got that W Riz, man. Yeah.
Next time there's any guy that's acting smooth on TikTok, Jill, just go into the comments.
Okay.
And it's going to be flooded with 30 different puns of the word Riz in your everyday life.
So I should try and use that when I go home today talking to my kid, just drop Riz and like, hey, man, you're walking in the door a little bit of Riz.
There is zero doubt in my mind that Colin knows what Riz is.
Right.
Zero doubt in my mind. I'll finish off with a couple here. There's the Sunday test, where you can hang out on a Sunday doing absolutely nothing. And if you can do that with somebody, then they pass the Sunday test and you know that you have something that could be real with somebody.
Hmm. Okay.
Because usually you're going out on dates, maybe after a drink or two. Yeah, everyone could be your best friend. But it's whether or not you can do it all day long on a Sunday. And then the final one here is love bombing. And this is one I feel like a lot of people make mistakes in too. Love bombing is coming off way too strong at the start of a relationship. And this is, it can be and is a huge red flag with people. So if you're coming in, you go on a couple of dates, and then you're texting them all the time. And then you're buying them gifts. And then you're promising that you're going to be together. It comes off way too strong. And that's called love bombing someone. You don't want to do that.
And unfortunately, I mean, in my case,
you've been there too?
I don't recognize the love bombing when it's happening. Because I think like, oh my gosh, this guy is amazing. I've never experienced this before. He really likes me. When in fact, it is just pure love bombing big red flag.
And they know that you want that attention. So they'll show it to you as much as they can just to get you hooked in. Yep. And then all of a sudden, one day it'll just stop.
They tell you what you want to hear.
Yeah.
And then
Val,
it's gone.
It's so hard being young these days. I never thought I would be happy being over 55, but John's comments would scare me if I was young. My 13-year-old stepson just told me what Riz meant this weekend, LOL.
Yeah.
Wow, let's bring back the dumb games.
Oh, these are getting me.
Yeah.
Oh, I hate this topic.
Okay. Oh.
I'm with Valentine. What is he talking about? No, I learn stuff from John every single day. John's a very smart young man, and I'm going to try and use that Riz in daily conversation today.
I don't know if we should do that, though. I'm just telling you so you know what it means. Let's not try and implement all of these into our everyday speak.
Well, what was the point of the topic then?
Just so you know, because when it gets caught up, just some caller's going to call in one day and you're going to be like, I know exactly what he's talking about.
Some guy's going to call me up and be like, oh man, yeah, he's so Riz, she's so Riz.
It will happen, 100%.
I am waiting for that day, John.
Okay, I will remember this moment, 6:46.
My fam, it is Valentine in the morning. I was thinking we should put together a list of stuff from the 80s that maybe John doesn't know and quiz him.
Mm.
John comes in fire and hot today with the Riz and everything else and situationships. And what were some of the other ones?
You got your imagination ship.
Yeah, right? These things, these words, I don't use on a daily basis. Brian's walking in with W Riz. What does that mean?
Thanks, bro.
Yeah, I love that.
W Riz right over here. He's going to win. He's the Riz. He's cool. He's happening. So we should do a list of stuff that from the 80s, you guys could help me out, 31043, that maybe John would know and quiz him one day. Would he know these things?
The only word coming to mind right now is like tubular.
Tubular.
Wait, that's real?
Oh, totally tubular.
You've never
tubular.
Heard that?
Never
totally
heard tubular.
Tubular. Yeah. What about like an atoll?
What'd you call
what
it?
What is that?
That's when somebody stole all your Atari cartridges and never gave them back to you. Yeah, that was a big term.
Just make that up.
1043 MyFM.
Here's what's coming up
in entertainment headlines.
A lot of jokes were made at Pauly Shore's expense around the Oscars, and he wants you to know he has some feelings. I'll tell you what he's saying about the jokes right after traffic.
Tom Romilly still owes me some Atari cartridges, and he is a...
104.3 MyFM.
Entertainment headlines.
There's always these big after parties after the Oscars, and Elton John's annual Oscar party is always a big one, but it's not just about celebrating, it's about raising money too. And they raised $9 million for the AIDS Foundation Sunday night. They had this live auction with these really unique items to bid on, including Elton John's sequined Gucci robe that he wore at his last Dodger Stadium performance. That went for $100,000. There was also a GoldenEye pinball machine signed by Pierce Brosnan that went for $130,000. So the night raised $9 million, which is incredible. And two of Pauly Shore's Encino Man co-stars, Brendan Fraser and Ki-Hui Kwan, are now Oscar winners. And there were a lot of jokes made at Pauly Shore's expense during the Oscars and, you know, different times throughout leading up to the Academy Awards. Pauly Shore has something to say about it. He said, "We love to hate people when they're on top. People wanted to smash me down, and they did. I was always nice to everyone. Always cool. I put my heart into all my films. Human beings have feelings." And he says, you know what? Someone out there is going to say, we're going to do something you wouldn't expect. We'll put Pauly in this role that no one would expect. That's where my heart is. So he's ready to jump back into the acting world if someone would take a chance on him. I'm Jill with your entertainment headlines.
It's kind of hella buff and radical. I mean, you should take a chill pill on the backside of that, right?
Whoa.
Translation, John?
Couldn't tell you.
Battle of the Sex is coming up. You guys want to play? Call us right now. 866-544-MYFM. 104.3 MyFM. It is Valentine in the morning. Hi, Shen. What's going on?
I just gave birth to my first child on Friday.
Congratulations.
Congrats.
Thank you.
How smooth was the entire process?
Oh, my goodness. Everything started and finished within 5 hours, including my delivery time. The baby was out within 20 minutes.
Oh, my gosh.
What's their name?
His name is Cody.
Cody. Yeah. I like Cody. I haven't heard a lot of Cody's.
I'm a teacher, so I have a lot of names on my list.
Yeah, you had a nice little well to pull from, didn't you?
Yes.
Now, I'm not going to hold you to this. I'm not going to say this is a blanket statement, but you're a teacher, right?
I am a teacher.
What is the one name that you said no to based on your schooling experience? You're like, oh, I'm not going to name my kid that. It's like that one little terror I had in second grade.
This is very hard. I have one name that I absolutely is like no for, and that name is Angel.
Angel.
Interesting.
You had a bad angel, didn't you?
I tell myself there's no angel in the name Angel.
Based on this one kid. How old was Angel at the time?
He was in kindergarten.
Oh my God, like a little kid turned you from the name Angel. He was just a little kid.
Yeah, that's not the only angel that I popped, and all the angels that I had. They were just, you know, interesting.
Like I said, we're not judging you. It's all the angels you've had in the past turned out to be little devils.
Yes.
I think every teacher has one name that they wouldn't name their kid. I bet that's a thing. I bet it's a thing. If you're a teacher, is there one name that you would not name your kid? 31043. Or simply call us up and ask if they're here. Hi, is Angel there? 866-544-MYFM. Hey, Shen, congratulations.
Thank you very much. I love hearing your radio every single morning.
Oh, thanks, Shen.
Thank you.
Keep it edgy. Listen everywhere with the free iHeartRadio app.
Hi, fam. It is Valentine in the morning. Teachers are popping off on the text line 31043 and 866-544-MYFM. Go right ahead.
I wanted to say that before she even said the word angel, I'm a teacher also. I said, I bet you it's Angel. And she said,
it stop was it. Stop it. It's a real thing. What's going on with that?
I don't know. I literally was like, I bet you it's Angel. And she said, Angel. And I almost spit my coffee out.
No way.
Okay. The text line right now, we have a text that says,
Angel?
I totally agree. Angel, Angel. Oh, no. I agree. The name Angel is a scary one for sure.
There's no angel that is an angel. Like, just like what she said. I'm a high school teacher, and I was like, it's Angel. I know.
But I'm guessing there's probably a lot of angels in our listening audience, though, too. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I actually feel a little bad, but I was like, that is so true.
Is there anything, too, like just hearing the name Angel, you automatically, without even thinking about it, your subconscious, your mind thinks, oh, these kids are going to be angels. So
yeah.
then.
Yeah, no.
Okay.
Well, you no. There's nothing to that. No one thinks the angel is going to be an angel.
That's just so crazy that all the same name people are saying that it's never an angel.
It's probably the it's so diametrically opposed, obviously, to the devil, right? So it's the opposite of devil that you're probably thinking somewhere in there, like, this isn't going to be an angel.
Yes, exactly. And I was laughing because she named her son Cody, and that's my son's name also.
Let me read some of these to you. Ready? Here we go. Check these out. I'm a teacher, would never name my kid Dylan. Every Dylan I've ever had was tough. Another one, Angel, spot on. It's my kid in school too. Aiden, never name my kid Aiden. Not a dog, bird, turtle, nothing. I've had problems with Aidens in school. She's 100% correct. I'm a teacher too. An angel is never an angel.
I had a call because it was so funny that right when she said it,
yeah,
I had already said angel. So
I love it.
Funny,
I love it. All right, have a great day at school. Thank you for calling in.
All right. Thank you. Have a great day.
You too.
Bye-bye.
We got the battle coming up, but if you're a teacher, is there one name you would never name your kid based on a child you've had at school? 104.3 My Fam, it is Valentine in the morning. Some more texts coming in. We have so many teachers that listen to this program, and that's why when we do that $5,000 Teacher's Lounge makeover, it's such a big deal. We have a lot of teachers that enjoy our show in the morning. We appreciate that, and thank you for all your hard work. If somebody hasn't said that to you recently, we're saying it to you right now. We ask teachers, is there one name you would not name your child based on previous students and interactions with them? Angel came out right away. It's no offense to any angels out there. They're not talking about you. They're talking about that other angel. You are solid. Aiden's also on that list as a big no. Dylan's on that list. I agree with the name Angel. And Damien also has that same effect. LOL. My brother's an angel. And while he isn't perfect, he's always a good kid. He's a good man now. See, there's a good angel right there. I'd like to be anonymous in this one. I have students that listen to your show on a regular basis, and I have a Jaden this year.
I'm sorry, Jaden.
I was a teacher for 5 years. The name Angel means that they will be the opposite. It always happens that way. As soon as I see the name Jeremiah on my roster, I get nervous.
This is so crazy to me that a name can do this. With kids, it's such different personalities.
Right.
Just that one name.
Because all you need is one bad one.
Yeah.
If you had one bad Jeremiah, every Jeremiah after that's going to give you pause, right? I'm a high school teacher. I agree. Angel and Jacob are the names that I get nervous about. I would not name my child them. I think the name Angel gives expectations that are too hard for a child to live up to. That's a valid point.
Mm.
I'm a teacher. I would not name my kid David. When I got my roster at the beginning of the school year, I had an angel on my list. And I was terrified for the same reasons that your caller refused to name their baby Angel. But he's turned out to be one of my favorite students in my class. Miracles can happen.
We found the one.
We found the one.
Oh my God.
Miracles can happen. It is the battle of the sexes. Represent the man. His name is Troy. He lives in Laverne. He works as a substitute teacher and enjoys anything that has to do with sports. What up, Troy?
Hi, how's it going?
Good morning.
Representing the ladies, her name is Wendy. She's from San Bernardino. She owns a construction company and enjoys hiking and hanging out with her family. Let's hear it for Wendy.
What's going on, Wendy?
Good morning, everybody.
Good morning. Here's how it works, Wendy. I'm going to ask you a series of questions. Troy, Jill's going to be asking you the questions. Best out of three wins, still tied at the end of regulation. We go to a not-so-tough tiebreaker question. Let us start with the ladies. The show Ted Lasso focuses on what sport?
Hold on, I know this.
Hold on, what planet are you on?
Football.
Soccer, or football. Foot soccer.
Troy, what color are the boxes Ted brings his coworkers with the biscuits inside on Ted Lasso?
Pink.
Good job. He always has them in a pink box.
One text will read you kind of funny. My husband and I are both teachers, about to have our first baby, and naming our son was impossible. So many names have been ruined.
Oh, no.
All right, current score, 1-0, guys. What actor stars as the Mandalorian?
Oh.
Hi,
oh,
I'm the Mandalorian.
It.
Who is that?
Pedro Pascal.
That's correct.
Troy, who plays Joel on HBO's The Last of Us?
Well, that would also be Pedro Pascal.
Good job. Oh, that's right.
You guys caught up in the episodes?
No.
I didn't watch the finale yet.
I watched it last night. You watched it, John?
No, I have not.
You haven't watched it either?
Don't say anything.
Watch it? Anybody in the room watch it?
Nope.
I got no one to talk to.
Thumbs up or thumbs down?
I'd give it a, that's a very good question, by the way. I'd give it a thumbs up. I'd give it a thumbs up, but where's it going? Where's it going?
Interesting. Well, I can tell you. There's a video game and a second one.
Thank you, John. Thank you. Current score is 2-1, guys. Got to get this right and men win. What holiday is celebrated on March the 17th?
St. Patrick's Day.
Correct.
And Troy, what is the name of the leprechaun on a box of Lucky Charms?
Lucky.
Yeah, you're right.
You got it, brother. Fellas, win. Grab yourself some marshmallows. Battle of the Sexes Championship Certificate. It is yours, my friend. Post it on social. Use the hashtag Valentine in the morning. You share that with pride.
Absolutely. Thank you.
And how about this? You're going to go see Ed Sheeran at SoFi Stadium.
Oh, wow. Absolutely.
Congratulations.
Thank you so much. It's a pleasure just to be on. Thank you.
Well, you got it. Ed Sheeran, SoFi, September 23rd. They're on sale now at Ticketmaster.com. Well, as you exit the stage, Wendy, this moment is entirely yours. You take it away.
Thank you guys so much for letting me play. Congratulations. We're the opponent.
Thank you, Wendy. Appreciate that.
Three things you need to know right now.
7:21. It's Valentine in the morning. This is 104.3 MyFM. Well, today, the rain is coming. It's going to pick up in intensity this afternoon. The threat of flooding will be most severe in the valleys of the Inland Empire and where I live, in Ventura County. Evacuation warnings have been issued for Ventura County, where people are preparing for potential mudslides. Powerful winds are also in the forecast, with wind gusts up to 60 miles an hour predicted in mountain areas. Apologize for, you know, what happened towards the end of the Battle of Sexes. We're talking to Nancy Rodriguez, and I go, guys, evacuation orders have been issued. Maybe it's your neighborhood. Hang on, we'll tell you after the break. I'm like, oh my God, what have we done? Wait till after the break to find out if you should get in the lifeboat or not. And there may be lifeboats out there. So these winds are going to be tough, 60 miles an hour. So if you've got tarps in your house, hopefully they stay on. Yesterday, a court in California ruled that companies like Uber and Lyft can continue to treat their employees as independent contractors. The ruling upholds a voter-approved law called Prop 22. This means Uber and Lyft drivers are not able to get benefits like paid sick leave and unemployment insurance. In the world of sports, John.
For the first time ever, the Chinese Theater here in L.A. is going to have a permanent display out on its public forecourt, and it's going to be the handprints of Kobe Bryant. Kobe, I guess, was the first athlete to have his hands and feet imprinted there in 2011. So tomorrow, they're going to have a ceremony to unveil the public display. And it looks like former staff members of the Lakers and also members of Kobe's family are expected to attend.
We're going to take a few more calls. 866-544-MYFM or text in 31043. We have to wrap it up because you teachers are honestly, you're a bit out of control in this. Admit, what name would you not give to your child because it reminds you of one bad student you had in the years past? Text in right now, 31043. This is Ed Sheeran, Bad Habits. 104.3 MyFam, it is Valentine in the morning, 866-544-MYFM. Paulina, what name would you not name your child because it reminds you of a bad student you had?
With names along the lines of Angel, I could not name my child Christian.
That's something too, huh? Christian doesn't work out for you?
No, not a bit.
Are you a teacher?
I am.
What grade do you teach?
Can I not say? They might know.
That's always the funniest part to me. Like, they may know it's me if I say my grade, K through 12, if I say a number, but they'll never recognize my voice on the air. Pauline, thanks for what you're doing. You have a great day, okay?
Thank you. Have a great day yourself. Bye.
Hey, Sarah, good morning.
Good morning.
Teacher Sarah, what's that name that you would never name your kid?
Mine is Jaden.
Yeah.
We are getting a lot of texts and Facebook comments that says anything that rhymes with Aiden.
Anything that ends in the Aiden, oh, right? Mm-hmm. The Caden, Jaden.
Okay. I've never had an Aiden. My coworkers or my like people on my team have had Aidens. That would probably be on my list also. But I personally have not, so I can't judge that name.
Okay.
But mine is Jaden. So every year when I see that name on my roster, I already like have that. Even though I should do that as a teacher, I always have that, you know, like, uh-oh.
It's a trigger. Yes. Is it based on one kid in previous years?
So I just from my first year of teaching, I've had that name. And then not only is that student always like a troublemaker and an instigator, they're liars. And I don't like that.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. This seems like it might have been one kid, though. Can't be every Jaden. I know a Jaden. She's like one of the sweetest girls out there.
No, I'm telling you, every Jaden I've had, they're like this.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah, okay. I know a young lady that's a Jaden. She's an absolute sweetheart. I know a young man that's a Jaden. He's a sweetheart, too. One of Colin's friends.
You don't see him at school, though.
You don't see him at school.
Yeah,
they're two-faced.
Right. It's true. And then their parents will back them until the end of the earth and say that there's no way my kid can do this. And then, so not only do I not want a kid like that, I don't want to be a parent like that.
Well, we thank all the teachers of America for their service. Thanks, Sarah.
No problem.
Take care.
Bye-bye. Bye, you too.
This resonated hard. Hi, Olivia. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Well, we're getting like a lot of teachers riffing off names here they just don't like. I didn't realize how big this topic was.
Oh, it's awesome. I was just talking about the same thing with my grade level. So we have our top three names.
Oh my God, we're doing a countdown of the top three names you don't want to name your kid if you're a teacher. All right, coming in at number three, Olivia. We're short on time. Go right ahead.
Mark.
Mark. All right, number three, Mark. Number two name you don't want to name your kid?
Matthew.
Oh, we're at a Christian school.
Yes.
And the number one name, keep your feet on the ground, keep reaching for the stars. I'm Casey Kasem. What's the number one name you don't want to name your kid?
Angel.
Angel back at number one. Oh, my gosh. Again, I want to say these are probably wonderful kids. This is all based on a teacher's one instance with a bad kid years ago that's bleeding through to all these other students now.
Yes, and 25 years of teaching, and those are still my top three.
Valentine in the morning.
Valentine in the morning.
104.3
My FM.
90s to now.
Jill's got the entertainment headlines coming up.
Billie Eilish is releasing something new this month, but it's not music. Tell you what it is coming up at 7:50.
There's a chance for you to attend the iHeart Radio Music Awards March 27th at Dolby Theater. We announce who's going to host and perform, and that is our friend Lenny Kravitz.
Yeah, hey. Fresh off the Oscars.
There'll be performances by Coldplay will be on stage. Kelly Clarkson's on stage.
Doesn't kill you, makes you stronger. Stand a little taller. Doesn't mean I'm lonely when I'm alone.
Heath Urban's gonna be there.
It was just announced LL Cool J is gonna make a special appearance. Lotto is gonna perform as well. And then Taylor Swift is gonna accept the iHeartRadio Innovator Award.
It's me. Hi.
There was one time at the iHeartRadio Music Awards, Brian and I got, I don't know, we got upgraded or we got somebody else's seats who couldn't make it or something, I think.
Something went wrong.
Something went wrong because the seats were like literally right behind Taylor Swift.
You guys were on camera a lot.
On camera, taking pictures. It was the best night of our life.
Really top five nights of my life.
Top five night.
That sounds great.
It had to be a mistake. We just don't know who, maybe like our CEO couldn't make it or something. And they go, here's two extra seats for you bums. We're in heaven though. So we've got seats for you. How do you win? It's pretty simple. 1043myfm.com/contest. If you want to go to the 2023 iHeartRadio Music Awards, 1043myfm.com/contest. You can enter right there. Got a text here. Lenny Kravitz puts on an awesome show. Congrats to iHeart grabbing him to host your iHeartRadio Music Awards. I saw him in New Orleans at a private concert our company had for us. Wow.
Ooh.
Company's doing private concerts with Lenny Kravitz.
How fun.
I feel like a lot of celebrities like that make a ton of money on the side doing private shows either here or somewhere, you know, across the pond, across the ocean, so to speak. It's good money for him, I guess.
Yeah.
So good for you, Lenny Kravitz. So he's our host for the iHeartRadio Music Awards. Your chance to win that is 1043myf.com/contest. Now, coming up, you got any happy news? Anything that's making you smile this morning? We're bringing that back every day. Friday, it's a much longer segment. We kind of do it, you know, throughout our show, throughout the week as well. So simply text in 31043 if you got any happy news. 31043.
1043MyFM.
Here's what's coming up
in entertainment headlines.
Taylor Swift is kicking off her concert tour this weekend in Glendale, Arizona, and the mayor said he's going to change the name of the city. He's chosen a name. I'll tell you what it is coming up after traffic.
1043 MyFM.
Entertainment headlines.
Billie Eilish is releasing something this month. It's not new music. yet, she has a new Nike Air Force One colorway coming this month. Nike just announced it. It's going to be released March 22nd on Billie's website, and then it's going to be in select retail stores on March 23rd. And Taylor Swift is kicking off her The Eras Tour this Friday and Saturday in Glendale, Arizona. And the mayor said he was going to change the name of Glendale just while Taylor's in town, and he would be announcing the name of the city. So we just found out it's going to be called Swift City, Arizona, Friday and Saturday night while she's performing. And if you're on TikTok, you may have seen this, but fans are going to the stadium in Glendale or in Swift City, and you can hear her practicing. Fans are freaking out because we're getting kind of like the songs that she's going to be performing.
Right.
And the one that I went crazy for,
okay,
because we did not get a lover tour because of the pandemic. And one of my all-time favorite Taylor Swift songs is going to be performed during this tour. She's singing Cruel Summer.
They're freaking out, dude.
I'm so excited because we have not seen this song live.
Fans are freaking out.
I cannot wait. I don't have tickets.
They're freaking out right in front of us. One's freaking out.
I'm freaking out. I love Cruel Summer. I love All Too Well and my top two favorite Taylor Swift songs. But we know Cruel Summer is going to be on the playlist.
Road trip, Swift City, you got to go.
Swift City.
I really like that.
I'm out. I'm leaving.
Swift City.
Any truth to the rumors that like emergency services and stuff in the city have put like little stickers over Glendale as Swift City, police, Swift City,
like
fire?
On the side of an ambulance.
There's
right.
probably going to be a lot of that, yeah. I'm assuming. I'm Jill with Entertainment Headlines.
Fans are freaking out, guys.
It's so funny because these videos, it's so muffled, you can barely hear the songs, but fans are decoding and they're like, oh, she's playing this, she's playing this.
They can tell what it is, right?
Yes.
Swifties
are
good like that.
Yeah.
All right, Battle of the Sex is coming up. 866-544-MYFM, 866-544-6936. You want to play? Call us right now, up for grabs, Pink at SoFi Stadium.
Yeah. Way better than Glendale.
John loves Swift City, thinks that's a good idea.
It's amazing.
Another one comes in, Taylor Town was a good idea. They should have tried that. If I was the mayor, somebody said that. Glendale, Arizona renamed their city after Taylor Swift, so it's called Swift City for a few nights, I guess?
Yeah, and the second she leaves town, it goes back to Glendale, Arizona.
Right, and then Jill was all excited because there's a certain song that she believes that Taylor will be doing on tour called Cruel Summer.
Yeah, some fans are kind of walking around the stadium trying to get a glimpse or, you know, listen to what she's practicing because she is there rehearsing
right
for the opening of the tour, and Cruel Summer was being played, and there was like this pink
and
that's purpley
one of your faves,
hue.
Right.
Oh, I love that song.
Do we know when she's coming to town here?
August.
Because I know we're going to have tickets, right? That's the word I heard?
Absolutely,
okay,
bro.
Okay, that's all I can say. There's something else being planned, right?
Oh, yeah. Something big.
Something big with Taylor Swift.
Whoa, you call this Swift City, baby?
Okay, all right.
Here's your daily dose of happy news on Valentine in the morning.
My happy news is I'm actually out of a really sad slump that I've been in. My grandmother and father both passed away around this time, and I've just been so sad. It's been really hard to get out of it. You guys actually have helped a lot. Listening to you guys and even seeing like the videos and seeing John, you know, with the, you know, out of the sunroof, those kinds of
things. His head out the sunroof, right. I know, that's a good one.
Seeing so much happy news and things that are happy, like on you guys, that has been such a great blessing. And to see that, you know, I really guys, you know, love your guys' show.
Oh, I love that. Listen, I'm so sorry for your loss.
Yeah. I mean, it is what it is. And
right.
I have accepted so many things, but it's just, you know, when those times come around and it's just hard to.
It's tough.
Get over it.
Yeah, no, I get it. You know, we've all lost loved ones and we say, you know, this too shall pass. But it does take time, you know, it does take time. And you can't beat yourself up about that and just try and take it one day at a time. That's all you really can do, right?
It's okay to be in a moment. It's like, you know what? Hey, I know this is going to be my sad time. I'm going to have a moment. It is what it is. But I'm, you know, I know that's where I'm at. I'm taking a deep breath and just keep going through that storm right now. And it's okay, you know, and the fact that you guys talk about mental health so much.
Yeah.
You know, I'm so appreciative for that. And it's so helpful for everyone.
Oh, we're so glad to hear that.
Yeah.
Sometimes you're just like a little fish in Nemo. Just keep swimming. Just kind of appropriate for today.
Yes, exactly. I use that often.
Thanks, Melissa. Listen, have a great day, okay?
You too. Thank you. Love you guys' show.
Love you too. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Listen, it's a great topic. You can poo-poo it all you want.
I'm on board because I do have an example.
I know, but when I said it, you were like, oh my God.
It made me laugh. And I was like, oh wow, are we really going to do this? And we are really going to do it.
Guys, I want you to text in at 31043 or call 866-544-MYFM. Now listen, there's a lot of heavy stuff going on today. This rain is going to be very oppressive. A lot of people have tarps on their roof. I'm one of those people. A lot of flooding in certain areas, flash floods. There's a lot of crazy stuff on board today. Take a breath when things start getting bad today, no matter if you're stuck in traffic, whatever, take a deep breath. But at the same time, let's have a respite from that and answer this question. This question that I give to you right now. Do you have a pair of loud pants? 31043.
I do have a pair of loud pants. It's a pair of jeans, and it's almost as if the seam that is in between my thighs is just too thick. So when you walk, it like, it rubs against and like makes like this weird noise.
Can I have that sound one more time, please?
I don't know if I can recreate it.
You're walking, the seams are rubbing together. It's a bit of a duck.
It kind of sounds like a clock.
A bit of a duck. Or a clock. Yeah, first was a duck, more like a clock.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
So do you have a pair of loud pants? Leather pants? Pleather pants? Something that as you walk, it makes a loud noise. I think we've all had a pair of pants like that in our lifetime, probably. 31043. Do you have a pair of loud pants, Brian?
Listen, I don't want to say the wrong thing, but I don't think my legs are shaped to where there's any anything is. You know what I mean? I'm just honest.
You could have said no.
John, that's a valid point. So you're saying that no. Jill's legs are shaped a certain way that they
Mine's
rub
the
each
seam.
Other?
Mine's definitely of the course. Thick seam.
It's a thick pair of pants. That's what we're saying.
Gosh.
That's what we're saying.
Look, dude, you've been skiing, Brian. The only time I would say is when I go snowboarding, those pants can be really loud.
Oh, right, you're walking through. Yeah, they're loud. Right. Yeah, nice try. You're saying thick leg people have noise making problems. I have thicker legs, and there are certain pants like what? Chub rub now. That's not the topic.
No, we're not bringing that back.
Do you have a pair of pants that make a loud noise when you walk? And sometimes people comment on them. There's a pair of pants I wear sometimes. I come in here, Brian goes, heard you coming. Thanks. 31043. It is the battle of the sexes. Reps in the men. His name is Zach. He lives in Simi Valley. He's a teacher, enjoys playing board games. Zach, what's up, buddy?
Hey, how's it going? Morning.
Representing the ladies, her name is Pauline. She's from Huntington Beach. She's a teacher too, a high school teacher, and enjoys hanging out with family. Let's hear for Pauline.
What's up, Pauline?
Good morning.
People already texting in about loud pants. Also, I don't want to be remiss about this. Happy birthday to Amber today. Hope you have a great day. All right, here's how it works, Pauline. I'm going to ask you a series of questions. Zach, Jill's going to be asking you the questions. Best out of three wins, still tied. The end of regulation, we go to a not-so-tough tiebreaker question. Let us start with the ladies. The Intuit Dome is an area under construction to be the home of what NBA basketball team?
The what dome?
Intuit. Intuit Dome. Intuit. Are you into it?
Pretty into it.
Yeah. I'm hoping it's the Golden State Warriors.
No, it is the Clippers. Oh. The Clippers.
Oh.
Zach, Pink and her daughter Willow sing A Million Dreams together on what movie soundtrack?
The Greatest Showman.
Yes, that's right.
All of my pants are loud. Thanks a lot, Brian.
Oh, dear. I just meant everybody is beautiful.
Current score, 1-0, guys. Heaven is the first single of this artist's upcoming album, The Show.
Ed Sheeran?
No, Niall Horan. Niall Horan, just on our show, great guy. And the song, it's really growing on me, you know, the more I hear it, which is a good sign.
Zach, Niall is currently on what NBC show?
The Late Late Show with James Corden.
He's a coach on The Voice.
Yeah.
All right, you have to get this right or the men win. What streaming service would you need to watch The Last of Us? The Last of Us.
Hulu.
HBO Max. That means fellas win. I know. Guys got it.
Yeah.
Battle of the Sexes Championship certificate. Posted on social, use the hashtag Valentine in the morning. You share that with pride.
Awesome. Thank you very much.
You're welcome. We're also going to go see Pink at SoFi Stadium.
My wife is so excited. She, that's her favorite artist, so that's going to be awesome. She's really excited for that. That's really, really cool.
Is she more excited than you?
Yes, but I do enjoy Pink. It's for her. If I can make her happy, that's what matters.
Nice guy. October 5th, they're on sale now at Ticketmaster.com. Congratulations. Listen, as you exit the stage, this moment is entirely yours. You take it away, Pauline.
Well, congratulations to your wife. Pink is my favorite performer as well. And a shout out to my kids, my daughter, Phoebe, who is killing it in track and field, and my son, Aiden.
Woo! Oh, God, what's your son's name?
Aiden.
Oh, no. Wasn't that on the list today?
It was a popular name.
A name that teachers get nervous about when they see it on their class roster.
I know. I heard, and it made me twinge a bit.
It did. Yeah. Well, he's one of the Aidens. That's a good guy, isn't he?
He's a good guy.
How old?
He is 16.
Oh yeah, it's a little too late to change it.
John, I mean, what was that?
Just curious.
All right. Thanks, Pauline.
Three things you need to know right now.
That rain is going to be coming down out there today. It's going to be absolutely oppressive with yet another powerful storm expected to hit SoCal today. By the way, it's another atmospheric river. What's with that? Rivers in the sky. That was never a thing years ago. This is the first time I heard it this year.
Me too. Atmospheric rivers.
So they're growing concerns now over flooding and mudslides. In Ventura County, Santa Barbara, you're going to get hit hard. Evacuation warnings and orders have been issued. Meanwhile, in the mountains of San Bernardino, a series of recent storms blocked roads and stranded residents. Some people have been unable to dig out from behind several feet of snow. More is on the way. They can't get out their doors or windows because of that snow, and now more is coming. Meta, the company that owns Facebook, plans to lay off another 10,000 employees. It's the second round of large job cuts announced by the company in the past 5 months. This past November, Meta laid off 13% of its workforce. Now more is coming. CEO Mark Zuckerberg says these job cuts will take place over the next couple of months. You know, companies like that, when you get into the world of AI, so much more can be done by artificial intelligence, so it becomes kind of problematic. John Camucci got the sports.
March Madness officially starts today with the first four. Now, UCLA and USC, they don't start playing until Thursday and Friday, but this is the last chance to get your brackets in if you do that. My friends and I do this. A bunch of people do this. You can make brackets guessing the outcome of the tournament for some money. You don't really have to know basketball to do it, but the odds of getting a perfect bracket are 1 in 120 billion.
Yeah, it's easier to win Mega Millions or Powerball, be struck by lightning a couple times, whatever.
Than to get a perfect bracket.
No one's ever gotten a perfect bracket. If anybody ever tells you they got the perfect bracket, they're fibbing to you.
Yeah.
Like in real time stuff, like with ESPN and all the betting apps and stuff, no one's ever got a perfect bracket. If you're filling out your bracket today, here's the one thing you should probably do. Out of the four number ones, take one of them to win the national championship. Most of the time, majority of the time, one of the four top seeds wins the national championship. And a lot of these things, like John's doing here, are you doing the ESPN one?
Yes.
All right. So a lot of those give you points for later wins. So don't worry so much about these early games, getting all those right. Get the later games right, because those are bigger points for you when you're playing these bracketology games.
Okay.
And take one of the top four to win it all. Or the University of Connecticut, my two-semester alma mater. Coming up, do you have a pair of loud pants? Do they make a lot of noise? Emily, who's been answering phones for us, comes running in the room. I've got loud pants! And I said, we knew. We heard you. 31043. Do you have a pair of loud pants? They make noise when you walk.
Hello.
Hello. Do you have loud pants? Call now. 866-544-MYFM. Text in 31043 if you have loud pants. Hey, Carl.
I have very loud pants.
What type of pants are they, buddy?
These are the 5'11 Nomex K9 pants. They're so loud that we had to stop issuing them because we can't move around without anyone hearing us.
So what are they're K9 pants?
Yeah, it's like a K9 for law enforcement. It's got a bunch of pockets and no ripped pants.
Okay, so are you a law enforcement officer?
Yes, sir.
Well, thank you for that. So you're sneaking up on somebody that can kind of hear you coming.
No, we're not sneaking up on anyone with these.
Like two streets away. Here comes Officer Carl. You can hear his legs rubbing together.
Yes, extremely.
And you're not wearing them right now, right?
I'm actually wearing them right now.
All right, can you take the phone and put it down between your legs?
What are we doing with our lives?
Oh, he did!
Oh, man. Those are loud.
Carl, listen, from one former officer to you, my friend, thank you for your service. That was absolutely amazing.
Thank you. All right, guys. Thank you. Love your show.
Love yours, too. Bye-bye. Bye. You thought this topic had no legs.
This is the happiest moment of my career.
Oh, God.
Text Valentine in the morning.
31043.
The weather today, storms expected to last through tomorrow afternoon. Heavy rain later this afternoon, possible flooding. 50s, low 60s. Anybody's got a tarp on the roof? I've got one on mine. I found out another friend of mine had a tarp on his roof.
Yeah.
So it's tough out there. Be careful. Watch for flooding and just do your best. We'll get through it, right? 57 in Baldwin Park, 58 in Westminster, or we won't, and we'll all be floating away. There's that too. What do I know? Jill has got the entertainment headlines coming up.
The directors of the latest Scream movies are hopeful Neve Campbell will one day return. I'll tell you what they said about it coming up at 8:50.
Shout out to all the other Leos out there. And I want to thank that one officer we just talked to who put the phone between his legs so we could hear his pants rubbing together. Mm-hmm. Pant legs rubbing together.
Yes. Yeah.
You know, sometimes you have loud pants. And we get a lot of texts of people that have loud pants.
I'm not going to lie, Valentine. When you first pitched this topic, I thought you didn't have any topics to bring to our topic meeting. You were walking there and you had loud pants, so you just like thought, okay, we'll do this. We're getting so many texts about loud pants.
By the way, at the same topic meeting, she turned to me and goes, are you okay?
I did?
Yeah, you did. You turned to me and she just goes, are you okay? After I said, do you have loud pants? She actually leans into me at this topic meeting and asks like a mental check, I guess, a health check. And she goes, are you okay?
I couldn't believe like this was an actual topic.
Is a human being recommending we discuss this on a radio show? Are you okay? You just asked, do you have loud pants? No.
And I do have a pair of loud pants, and a lot of you have a pair of loud pants. This text says, expedition pants for snow climbing are very loud. Good Lord. Especially cross country. You can hear us from a mile away.
Yeah, for sure.
Another text, we used to wear those windbreaker pants in high school and called them swish swish pants. Now I wear those leather leggings and they are so loud. Mm-hmm. And then this text says, my track pants are so loud you can hear me walking down the hallway at school.
And Brian was alleging that it's people with thicker thighs that have this problem, but Emily in the other room, she has very loud pants and she's a very fit young lady. How do I get out of that one?
What are you saying about me?
Listen, Emmy.
I wasn't saying anything. He said whatever he said. I said nothing. Remember, I may not be doing okay. So
anyone can have pants that are loud, but like it'd be like I'd be playing an acoustic guitar and you'd be playing and
oh my god!
All right,
wow.
Here's what you do.
Whoa!
I'm wearing cargo pants today. Take the mic, put it between my legs. All right, come over here, Bri.
All right,
put that mic. All right, the mic is between my legs. I'm gonna rub my legs together. You can do play-by-play because the mic's between my legs right now, Jill.
Okay.
And I can rub my legs together so you can hear my pants.
Yes. So here we go. I'm going to... We'll all be quiet.
These are my loud pants.
These are Valentine's loud pants. Don't quite understand why Brian had to hold the mic down there.
An honor!
Well, somebody had to get the mic close because I was leaning up to get the pants right by... that area.
Those are some loud pants.
Kira, good morning. How are you today?
Hi, I'm doing well. How are you?
We're doing good. Do you have loud pants?
I don't have loud pants. I have loud thighs.
Listen, it's the pants. It's not your thighs. It's the pants. Come on. Don't fall into that Brian Burton trap that you have loud thighs.
It's all right. I've grown to love my thunder thighs, but it's all right. Any pants that I wear around the office, everyone always jokes they can hear me before they see me, and I'm okay with that.
Okay.
No matter the material of the pants?
No, it doesn't matter. Okay. It could be jeans. It could be like more of like the slack style pants. Shoot, they've even made fun of me when I wear pencil skirts. It doesn't matter.
Oh, my gosh. No way.
I don't like these
people.
It's all
right. People. It's a fun office.
No, I don't like these people. I don't like these people. Listen, these are my thighs. I don't like these people. Kira, thanks for calling. Have a great day, okay?
You too. Bye.
Okay, bye. 866-544-MYFM. Liz, good morning. How are you?
Good morning, guys. Val, Jill, Brian. My daughter
had a pair of noisy pants for elementary school and junior high. I bought her these pants that were like waterproof for when it was rainy days. And she totally hated me for it because all her friends made fun of her. Since everybody could hear her, they would tell her, be quiet, your pants are too loud.
Oh, no.
Even the teacher made her like the social scene of the whole thing. She's like, can't you wear any quieter pants to class? I was like, oh, my God.
It's a thing. Loud pants are a thing.
Yeah, she just refused to wear them to school after that. Yeah. It was just horrible. She would wear them on the weekends, but not to school.
Right, that's fine.
It was just
I feel like we need to have a PSA here.
Oh, boy.
If we're wearing loud pants, we know we have loud pants on. There's no need for others to comment on the volume of the pants. I feel so bad for Liz. I feel so bad for your daughter.
Yeah, yeah. No, she was embarrassed. I mean, it was horrifying.
No. See, you've got to try and spin this. Don't let her be embarrassed about it. Let her wear the pants proud and loud. I am rubbing my thighs together for her right now.
Oh, my God. What?
What did that come out?
Don't say that.
What was that? Why? What was wrong with that? I think you guys know what I meant. You got that, right, Liz?
No, we'll all do it together.
Everyone rub wherever you are in honor of Liz's daughter, in tribute, and to stand behind her. It's like you're standing up and going, no, I'm Liz's daughter. Rub your legs together. Let your loud pants be heard. Let's all do it. Here we go. That's for your daughter.
I've been quite quiet. Thank you.
Thanks, Liz. Tell her we said hello.
I don't know. Thank you. Have a beautiful day.
You too, but maybe not even mention this entire thing to your daughter. Maybe let's keep this in the DL, you know?
Well, Cordelia likes you guys.
Oh, don't say her name. Harry Styles. Harry Styles, as it was. 8:41. It's Valentine in the morning. This is MyFM. So the texts come in here. John, I'm sure you're proud to be part of the show now. This pants topic is derailed real fast. Your next topic could be squeaky shoes. My husband has a pair. Oh, okay. Another text, I'm dying laughing. I can't take this. Another text, Val's pants sound like a broom sweeping on cement. LOL. Also, Jill sighed before Val made that noise. Ha-ha. Pants are your next secret sound. Is this a preview of What's That Noise?
Oh, yes.
Found your new What's That Noise? Mm-hmm. Val's noisy pants. Mary. Thick thighs saves lives. Thick thighs save lives. Is this the new What's That Noise game? A lot of people think that. Go Instagram Live. I want to see you rub your thighs together.
Oh, dear God.
Is What's That Noise back? My leather pants sang a symphony as I walked up to meet my celebrity crush. It's no wonder Val Dump Truck has loud pants.
Oh, dear God.
Oh, that's on you. You're the one who called me a dump truck.
Yeah, that's me. Repeatedly.
Yeah. Would you tell my kid, like,
I didn't call you a dump truck. I just said you had a dump truck. It's what you sit on behind you.
Which means, like, a bigger booty.
Yeah.
John thinks I have a large butt, and he goes,
I observe.
Oh, wow.
I think it's a compliment.
John, it's interesting what people think is compliments nowadays. You know what I mean?
Look, a lot of people would kill for your dump truck.
Thank you for that. I appreciate that. More Instagram lives. Please do that. We'd love to see all this stuff happening in the studio. I thought, as God is my witness, I thought we were doing a tribute to that young lady, but you thought that was misplaced verbiage?
Well, if you just tuned in and someone heard you say, I'm rubbing my thighs together for your daughter, I guess there's no way that it doesn't sound weird in any context.
You know, I'm going to be honest. I think I get your point on that one. That point is well taken, and I'll keep that in mind in future topics such as, are your pants loud?
104.3 MyFM.
Here's what's coming up
in entertainment headlines.
The Jonas Brothers say they're okay with a little bit of cheating. I'll explain what they meant by that coming up after traffic.
104.3 MyFM.
Entertainment headlines.
So the Jonas Brothers are doing this special mini residency on Broadway, and each night they're going to play all the way through an old album and then their brand new album on that last night. So 5 albums in 5 nights. And in a new Billboard interview, Nick Jonas confessed they're going to have a teleprompter. He said, I'm just going to go ahead and say it. We have a teleprompter at this point because we've got so many songs and we play all of the songs, so they needed a little help. So as far as going back, there's the aspect of relearning some of the songs, but then it's really a kind of emotional experience because you're walking through different chapters of your life and your journey, both as a band and also as a family.
Do you know that's incredibly common that artists use teleprompters? They forget their own songs, but a lot of them do have deep catalogs like the Jonas Brothers. And they just don't remember all the lyrics.
I see no problem with that.
Yeah, I think it's funny.
And the directors behind the latest Scream movies are hopeful that Neve Campbell will be back to the franchise at some point. Last year, Neve Campbell revealed that she had to not return for the sixth film due to a disagreement with her contract. But the director said, "We're not giving up on her. We love Neve and we love Sydney. So we'd love to be able to make another movie with her. And we're not giving up." I'm Jill with your entertainment headlines.
We asked teachers earlier today in the 7 o'clock hour before they got into school today, is there one name that kind of stands out that they wouldn't really want to name their kid because maybe they had a bad experience with a child who had that name? Maybe that was a rather rambunctious child or a crazy child, an problematic child or something. And the name Angel was number one on a lot of teachers' lists. Yeah. And I felt bad about that because we have a lot of great angels that listen to our show. They clearly weren't talking about you. They were talking about that other angel who shall remain nameless. Not really, though. Mm. So for all the angels out there, Mr. Bombastic Shaggy Fantastic sings to you. This is Angel. Girl, you're my 104.3 MyFam, it is Valentine in the morning. There's a chance to go to the iHeart Radio Music Awards. You can get that online, 104.3MyFam.com/contest, 104.3MyFam.com/contest. The iHeart Radio Music Awards, great every single year. So if you want in, 104.3MyFam.com/contest.
I had no choice.
104.3 MyFM, it is Valentine in the morning. The rain is going to be coming down hard today.
It's supposed to get really rough around this afternoon. Yeah. And then into tonight, just like nonstop rain.
Man. So we'll have extra traffic reports too. Keep it on 104.3 MyFM. We'll get you through all that rain. And maybe give away some of those famous MyFM umbrellas.
Ooh.
We have umbrellas?
No, I thought it'd be a good idea for marking, but it was too late.
Southern California Toyota dealers, we make it easy. Three things you need to know right now.
Today, President Biden will be traveling to Southern California to visit Monterey Park, where he's going to discuss his efforts to reduce gun violence. During his State of the Union address, Biden referenced a mass shooting in Monterey Park, which took place on January 21st. Not that long ago, honestly, when you think about it, right? The city was beginning its Lunar New Year celebrations. Today, Biden also expected to sign an executive order that would increase the number of background checks needed to purchase a gun. Major cities across California, like San Fran and Los Angeles, have seen a large decline in population recently. There are cities in Southern California, though, that have seen a significant population increase. Are you happy if more and more people are moving to your city? Well, those cities include Irvine. What's up with that big orange ball? But, the balloon.
Yeah. It's like an air balloon.
Oh.
It's at the park.
Oh, okay.
Cool. You know a lot about Irvine.
I do. Yeah. A lot of soccer tournaments in Irvine. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Menifee, what's going on, Menifee? You're on the list. And Walnut as well. In many cases, people surveyed say they're finding more affordable housing and more space in these areas. That's the thing, isn't it? Affordable housing. More and more people are also now able to work remotely for at least part of their week and may not need to live in a major city. John Camucci got the sports.
So last night, Team USA whooped Canada in the World Baseball Classic. Mike Trout was easily one of the stars last night. He had a 3-run homer at the end there. It's so cool because all these games really have a playoff feel to them. So it's nice to see Mike Trout succeed in those kind of conditions. Our last game in this round for Team USA is going to be tomorrow versus Colombia.
104.3 MyFam, it's Valentine in the morning. That rain has started out there. It's coming down to certain areas. So be careful. It's going to get really, really heavy this afternoon. When you're picking up the kids at school, it's going to be a bit of a bear. And then for your ride home. So throughout the afternoon, it's going to be problematic. Just be careful. Take your time. And if you're in that high-speed lane, the HOV lane, watch out because water does stand and puddle there. And kind of the same thing on the far right lane as well. So just watch out for that standing water and be careful on the freeways because people can hydroplane so incredibly easy. All right, Brian, thank you for your show.
Thank you for your show.
Laura on the couch, thank you for your show.
Thank you.
John, thank you for your show.
Thank you for your show.
Mike Pullman in New York City, thank you for your show. Jill, thank you for your show.
Thank you for your show.
104.3 MyFM.
Entertainment headlines.
Jimmy Kimmel's monologue was supposed to have some more jokes that went a little harder on Will Smith. Jimmy Kimmel's wife, Molly, was also an executive producer of the telecast, and she told People Magazine they didn't want to make this year all about last year. She said, "I cannot tell you how many Will Smith jokes we had that then we got rid of. We think that the only best ones for the room made it. There were certainly some that went harder, but we didn't think that that was our place to do that. That should be Chris Rock and not us." And speaking of the Oscars, Lenny Kravitz just performed during the telecast, and now he's going to host our iHeartRadio Music Awards. It was just announced. They're going to take place live March 27th at the Dolby Theater here in LA. It's going to air live on Fox. But Kelly Clarkson's performing, Coldplay, Pink, and then Lotto was just added, and LL Cool J is going to make a performance. We have your chance to win tickets at 1043myfm.com/contests. I'm Jill with your entertainment headlines.
Okay, Lisa Fox is coming up next. We're back tomorrow. More chances to see Ed Sheeran at SoFi Stadium and Pink at SoFi Stadium as well. Nancy Rodriguez has a final check of that morning traffic. Nancy, thank you for your show.
Thank you for your show.
What do we got going on out there? How's it look?